January 29th. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 26. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has become tasteless, how will it be seasoned? Good for nothing, it is thrown out and trampled. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a measuring basket, but on a stand, and it gives light for all in the house. Therefore, let your light shine before people, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your heavenly Father. Do not think I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Indeed, I assure you that until the heaven and the earth disappear, neither the smallest letter in the law nor the smallest part of the letter will pass away before all things are fulfilled. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches people so shall be called the least in heaven's kingdom. But whoever does these commandments and teaches them shall be called great in heaven's kingdom. I assure you that unless your righteousness is more than of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no way enter heaven's kingdom. You have heard that it was said to them of old, "You shall not murder," and whoever murders shall be liable for judgment. But I assure you that anyone who is angry with his brother without cause shall be liable for judgment, and whoever calls his brother empty-head shall be liable before the council, and whoever calls him stupid shall be liable for the hell of fire. If you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother holds something against you, leave your gift and go and be reconciled to your brother. Then return and offer your gift. In a lawsuit, be congenial with your opponent while you are with him, so that he will not deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and he puts you in jail. Indeed, I assure you that you will not go free until you have paid your last cent.